This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi flagged off three Vande Bharat trains from KSR railway station today. These included Bengaluru Belgavi, Mata Vaishno Devi Katra Amritsar, and Nagpur Pune Vande Bharat trains. The Prime Minister also launched Yellow Line Metro service that connects Electronic City with Bomanhalli at RV Road Station near Ragiguda. Governor Thavarchand Gehlot, Chief Minister Siddaramaiah, Deputy Chief Minister D.K. Shivkumar, Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishno, MOS Railways V. Somanna, Union Minister Shobha Karandlaje, among others were present on this occasion. Yellow Line connects Electronic City on Hosur Road to Bomasandra. It will have 16 elevated stations and can cater to 8 lakh passengers daily after its full facilities are functional. The line will feature fully automated driverless train operations. The Bengaluru Belgavi Vande Bharat will enhance connectivity between North Karnataka and the state capital. This semi-high-speed train service will operate 6 days a week. Later in the afternoon, he will lay the foundation stone for the third phase of Nama Metro that will have two corridors of over 44 kilometers. Chief of Defence Staff CDS General Anil Chauhan today said that Operation Sindoor is a testament to the synergy and operational cohesion among the three services. Addressing the participants of the 21st Higher Defence Management Course and senior officers at the College of Defence Management Secunderabad, General Chauhan shared strategic perspectives on integration in the armed forces and highlighted key takeaways for shaping the future roadmap of joint operations. The Chief of Army Staff, General Upendra Dwivedi, has described Operation Sindoor as a strategic, high-stakes mission that combined military precision with political clarity. Addressing students and faculty at IIT Madras yesterday, he recounted how the operation was conceived and executed in the days following the April 22 dastardly terror attack in Pahalgam by Pakistan-based terrorists. Sharing rare insights into the planning and execution of the operation, he said, all three service chiefs agreed that decisive action was needed and they were given a free hand to decide the course. He said that this kind of political direction and clarity was witnessed by the forces for the first time. In Jammu and Kashmir, an encounter has broken out between security forces and militants in the Dul area of Kishtwar district this morning. Our correspondent reports that contact with the militants was established during an intelligence-based operation in the area. The gunfire exchanged and the operation is under progress. More details are awaited. The Election Commission of India, or ECI, confirmed that all booth-level agents of recognized political parties in Bihar have received updated draft voter lists as part of the Special Intensive Revision 2025. The draft includes deceased, transferred and duplicate electors. Booth-level agents have been instructed to report objections with evidence to booth-level officers who will verify and update records accordingly. The lists are also posted outside polling stations for public scrutiny. Field verification identified thousands of deceased and transferred voters across polling stations with forms issued to electors based on the qualifying date of 1st of July 2025. The deadline to submit reconsideration forms is 1st of September. Sports and Youth Affairs Minister Mansukh Mandaviya today said that the Sundays on Cycle initiative has helped turn the Fit India movement into a big movement in the country. The minister said this while participating in the Sundays on Cycle Fit India event in the national capital.
Modi ji ki Fit India movement aaj desh mein Sunday on Cycle ke roop mein ek badi movement ban chuki. Aaj sare desh mein 50,000 se adhik gaon mein panchayat pratinidhiyon ne संडे ऑन साइकिलिंग करके देश को फिट इंडिया का संदेश दिया है और मोदी जी की फिट इंडिया मूवमेंट के साथ अपने गांव को जोड़ा है.
In the Asia Rugby Under 27s, Sri Lanka stormed into the finals of the men's category, defeating China. The semi-final was played this morning at Rajgir Sports Complex in Bihar. Sri Lankan players dominated the first semi-final, overpowering China with a convincing score of 26-17. And that is the end of this news bulletin.